From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Walmart has announced it's cutting about 11,000 jobs at its Sam's Club stores. Most of those cuts involve people who do in-store product demonstrations. But as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, not all those jobs are going away. Some will be outsourced.
If you've ever been to a discount bulk shopping store like Sam's Club or Costco, you've probably noticed that there are plenty of people offering you free samples. After all, if you're going to buy a 10-pound block of cheese or a giant bag of coffee, it helps to know what it actually tastes like. And everybody likes free food. Tom Vanek was shopping at a Sam's Club in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
My kids like to eat the free samples, and it usually gets us out of waiting in line for a hot dog or pizza afterwards.
Sam's Club has an average of 20 workers at every store doing these demos. Many are part-time, and about 10,000 of these workers have just been told that they will no longer be working for the nation's largest private employer. Walmart says an outside firm will be managing the in-store demos from now on. Given the economy right now, customer Edie Brown says that that's sad news.
I don't think that they can do as good a job as people who are here in the store because they really know their customers here.
Sam's Club said the move is aimed at boosting sales and did not mention cost cutting, which makes it sound like Walmart just thinks this outsourced company will do a better job. But some people are skeptical.
If Walmart was just worried about, you know, oh, we want somebody to do it better, well, to me, given Walmart's brilliance at execution, that's not a credible description of what's going on here.
Charles Fishman is the author of the book The Walmart Effect, which looks at Walmart's influence on the economy. He says Costco's been doing better than Sam's Club, and he thinks Walmart's trying to figure out how to cut costs and make its Sam's Club stores more profitable. Maybe they don't need so many people giving out samples, and maybe they don't need so many Sam's Clubs.
2 weeks ago, they closed 10 Sam's Clubs. In the whole history of Walmart in North America, they've only closed like two stores or three stores. It simply never happens.
Sure, some older stores shut down, but they're almost always replaced by newer ones. Overall, Walmart is healthy. Even during the recession, people have been looking to save money. They've been shopping at Walmart. And the company's actually been hiring about 2,000 workers in the U.S. every month.
In 2008 and 2009, that's 56,000 new jobs. That's added jobs. That's more than the total of people who work at Google and Amazon combined. They're Walmart jobs. They're not Google jobs, of course.
But that's a lot of jobs during a recession when many Americans are desperately looking for any kind of work that they can get. Still, union-backed Walmart watchdog groups have a lot of questions. It's not yet clear if this will mean pay cuts and cuts in benefits for workers, even if they manage to get rehired by the outside company. Chris Arnold, NPR News.